Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Money FM 89.3. And with F1 season just around the corner, for those of us who aren't able to attend, there's a whole other immersive experience to the sport.
Innovations in broadcast services have allowed sporting fans worldwide to be part of it all without having to be there in person. Now, new immersive technologies, including augmented reality, virtual reality, and the Internet of Things, promise to be the next game changers. They completely reboot the way fans interact with teams, players, and even brand sponsors.
We're speaking today to Mehul Kapadia, Managing Director F1 Business at Tata Communications, about how technology is digitally transforming user experience through digital immersive technology. Mehul, thanks for joining us today. So professional sports long been far ahead in embracing this kind of immersive technology. That way the user can better listen, watch, and experience the game. Tell us more about how it all works, the AI, VR, and other such buzzword acronyms, if you will, yeah?
A lot of fun words around, right? See, I think especially in the context of Formula One, it's an amazing sport which is absolutely visceral, right? Mm. The noise, the sound, the smell, the place. And at the same time, if you look at it, there are only 20 of us in the world who can actually be in a Formula One car. So that's where actually digital immersive experiences come into play, because how do you get 500 million people across the world who are fans of Formula One to actually feel that same visceral experience, right? Mm. If you think of it, for fans, then it's important that whether it's whichever technology, at the end of the day, technology is just an enabler, but can I feel the same passion? Can I feel the adrenaline of the driver, the racing action?
Well, tell us, Mehul, how is Tata Communications taking the user experience, in this case, to the next level?
Yeah. So Tata Communications, we've been working with Formula One since 2012. We, in fact, just celebrated our 150th race at the German Grand Prix. What we've been trying to do over the last 8 years is continuously work with the sport with various kind of technology innovations and trying and testing them out. In fact, a lot of our proof of concepts we've done here in Singapore. It's an amazing racetrack and a brilliant city. But also, it's a difficult one in the sense it's a night race, it's a street race, so you have to take time to set up in the middle of the street, etc.
Sure.
So we've looked at technologies in terms of A, ensuring that there's a lot of connectivity so that you can take all the data, the voice, the video from the racetrack across the world, but also then test out things like, say, for example, 360-degree video, right? I mean, imagine having 360-degree video. You could see how an overtake happens or how a pit stop actually happened. We've looked at how live OTT, so how do you synchronize your TV viewing experiences between your second screen and your main screen, right? And essentially create a digital platform on which then a lot of other applications could run.
Mm. Talk to us a bit about how it actually might work. So I am too poor to go to the F1. I'm sitting at home in my pajamas. How can I then feel sort of the heartbeat along with the car going at crazy speeds? And it looks like the person at home might even have a better experience, because I'm not sure Bernard in his lovely VIP box seat could actually see a pit stop change.
That's actually a very good point, right? And especially in the context of F1, when nobody sees the whole circuit.
Absolutely, yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So if you think of it, there are four kind of fans that I would put into, four kind of audiences, right? People who are going to the racetrack, and how do you make their experiences better? People who are at home, as you mentioned, sitting back, looking at the television. People who are on the move. And then people who just want micro experiences. And what we can do is, for each one of them, using the different technologies that you mentioned, provide immersive experiences.
Yeah.
So if Bernard's at the racetrack, he still can't see the pit stop, but he could have an augmented reality experience on his phone, right? Which will help him actually understand what's happening in the action. If you're sitting at home, then while you're watching something on television, a lot of data feeds will decode for you how the action really is happening, right? Or you could have a second screen on which you're seeing just the driver's view while the racing action is something else,
right?
So similarly, if you look at each of those audiences, you could customize and personalize experience for fans.
Why is it necessary to undertake a digital transformation? I mean, demand calls for it or what? I mean, broaden content reach, drive user fan experience, engage sponsors and getting new revenue.
Yeah.
Is it because people expect it now?
people expected. Okay. Yeah. Absolutely, you know. Okay. And see, as at Tata Communications, we are a digital infrastructure services provider, right? We're continuously looking at various business models, and especially even in sports, as to how do we embrace what the consumer wants. Mm. See, the consumer in the digital era is the biggest king or queen,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And so that's what we try and enable. And as you absolutely said, it opens up a lot of revenue models, right? You could now sell sponsorship in a different way. You could make fans spend more money when they are at the racetrack, right? Mm-hmm. To get better experiences. So revenue models, consumer experiences, I think the combination of that is coming through now.
And organizers obviously are recognizing this. You've seen that shift already.
Absolutely. We are seeing multiple sports adopting this, multiple sports wanting to do that. It's actually an interesting confluence now, if you see, of music, entertainment, sport, and digital, rather than it being just about pure sport any longer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, digital advancements is obviously the key to revolutionize fan experience, enabling fans to get closer to the real-time on-field action. With technology integrating itself so seamlessly, for example, live streaming, live updates, why would people still need to attend these events in person? I mean, I always got friends telling me, I'd rather watch it at home.
Comfy in my pajamas, right?
Isn't it cheaper to do so for the comfort of your mobile device, wherever you are?
Maybe not pajamas, but the mobile device, right? Yeah.
No, that's a great point. See, I think we get now so many experiences, right? And so much of choice. I think it'll become a choice as to why we want to be at an event, a venue, a racetrack, right? Mm-hmm. Because so much is happening digital, you'll still have something that can be enhanced when you're at the venue. Right. So I think that balance will always be there. But yeah, you're right. Actually, with esports, a lot of that is happening, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Where you're essentially just watching it pretty much in your pajamas rather than actually going to the venue.
Mehul, these days we're 24/7 connected, right? Consumers in a constant state of connectivity. How then can we allow your customers or how then can we allow customers or users to dictate their digital experiences? I don't want it all flying at me at some crazy speed.
I think, and that's the biggest advantage of digital, right? It's where users are able to choose part of their experiences. I think this is where a lot of the data analytics comes into play, right? As to if you start understanding the user behavior better, you're able to customize it better. So I think digital actually offers that opportunity, especially in an era of clutter.
Mm-hmm. Well, how will VR and AR revolutionize the way that we do things in every industry?
I think both will have different paths. In some sense, when I look at VR and virtual reality, I think even today, because it requires additional hardware, I think it has still some way to go. The applications might be more commercial or let me say for health, probably it could be more than probably entertainment. But augmented reality, I think, is a fabulous thing, especially since you can just do it on your phone. I think that will probably pick up more in terms of entertainment and sports and things like that.
And might Mehul Tata be expanding outside of the F1 ecosystem? You talked about esports earlier as well.
Yeah, so we actually work with a whole range of sporting properties even within our media and entertainment business. So there's Formula One, there is MotoGP, there is European Tour of Golf. We do a lot with cricket as well. So globally, actually, we deliver a lot of content across the world for multiple sports now.
Mm-hmm. Getting down to the nitty-gritty, how might that work? You attach a camera to the golf ball, perhaps, just to see its trajectory,
right? The view from the golf ball.
Yeah,
but you're not far off. Golf balls now are embedded with trackers that actually allow you to know where they are.
I'm quite smart, but
when the ball is hit by the pro, you can see where it flies.
Exactly.
You know? We're getting to a point where you want that 360 experience from different perspectives.
Absolutely.
Isn't that right, Mehul?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Will we be ushering new digital technology in the near future?
Yes, so we're constantly on that path. We believe that using the strong combination of the range of services we have, from connectivity to cloud to security, collaboration, IoT, it just opens up a whole new play for different sports and different audiences.
Mehul, where will you be this weekend?
This weekend, I actually will be enjoying the Formula One experience, but also we have something
at
happening with golf.
At the event site.
Yes, I'm leaving until Friday.
And enjoy
the
race.
You can hang out with Bernard then.
Yes.
Mehul Kapadia, Managing Director, F1 Business at Tata Communications. Mehul, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me here.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.